Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, I remember reading somewhere that Candlemas, or the presentation of our Lord, is the official end of our annual celebration of our Lord's Nativity. In fact, that canon law requires that all Christmas decorations be put away by this day. Well, few of us here, I suspect, feel much in the way of obligation to keep canon law. But like it or not, we are obliged to surrender ourselves to the passage of time. 1 week from today, we will again, with the faithful, gird our loins and become pilgrims. Whether gastronomical, existential, or spiritual, the fast will begin as sun and moon and season require. Today is then a time for us to pause and reflect on what we have learned during this season, in which we have heard recounted for us again in the words of the evangelists, the life of our Lord from birth to transfiguration, speaking slightly proleptically. Now, to aid us in our reflection, I would like to use what has been a unifying, if perhaps unspoken, theme of our recent chapel services. Can you hear me now? For this is, in fact, what your Father has been asking, is now asking, and will continue to ask you as he presents his Son to you. Is heaven so high above the earth that my voice no longer reaches you? Or when I roar from Zion, do you cover your ears to muffle my deafening decrees? Can you no longer discern my voice in the words of my servant Moses, in the sweet songs of David, or in the love song of his son, in the promises, the warnings, the laments, the judgments of my prophets? Then behold, this is what I shall do. I shall come to you. Not in the noise of Bethlehem or Jerusalem, not in the ravings of Herod, somewhere beneath the chorus of the heavenly host, beneath even the rough but joyful laughter of shepherds, in the quiet and in the dark, I shall speak to you in the cry of a newborn baby. Can you hear me now? In the beginning, the Word already was. The Word was in God's presence, and the Word was God. He was with God at the beginning, and through him all things came to be. Without him, no created thing came into being. In him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never mastered it. So the Word became flesh. He made his home among you. Can you hear me now? Oh, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? Herod the king will silence this voice? Sages from strange lands, Gentiles with their strange ways and strange languages and strange gods, they hear and worship. Joseph and the mother hear and flee for safety. Soon a voice to comfort even Rachel will be heard. But Herod refused to hear me then. Can you hear me now? A wild and woolly prophet. The glorious days of old have burst upon Israel from the middle of the wilderness. Repent, cries the voice. Prepare, cries the voice. A mightier one is coming, cries the voice. John hears, John whose stubborn will not bend before kings and princes, hears and submits to the "it is fitting" of the voice of my beloved. The Lamb who takes upon himself the sins of the world, your sins, my beloved Son, my servant in whom I take delight, the voice of his actions, the silent witness of the Spirit, a declaration from heaven. Can you hear me now? In the land of Zebulun and Naphtali rings out a voice to herald the dawn. It is the kingdom that is dawning upon you, it cries. Repent and follow. Simon and Andrew, James and John, hear and drop their nets. Be healed and be of good cheer. The oppressed and afflicted, hear good and liberating and healing news of the reign of God among his people. Can you hear me now? He sees you gathering round out of expectation or curiosity or even boredom. He sits down and he begins to teach. He speaks as no one has ever spoken. He pronounces the favor of God upon the poor in spirit, the meek and mournful. No happiness is offered to the person who has slaked his thirst and filled his belly with a righteousness that he himself has cooked up. No, happy is the one parched and famished, whose need can be satisfied only by the taste of the righteousness of God. Blessed are the pure, the peace-filled and the peace-filling, the persecuted. Blessed are you. The crowds hear and are amazed. Who is this who speaks such words with such authority? Can you hear me now? Another time, another mountain. Face like the sun, clothes like light, Moses, Elijah, Peter, with hearing as reliable as your chapel sound system, tries to hear, tries to understand, tries to respond. But his is not the voice that needs to be heard. He is interrupted and overshadowed. And a familiar voice speaks familiar words whose meaning and significance are growing and deepening with every step closer to Jerusalem. This is my son, my delight. Listen to him. What does he say? Arise, we must be going. You need fear no more. But listen, it is not yet your time to speak. It is your time to hear. The Son of Man must die, and the Son of Man will rise. Then you will understand. Then you may speak. The Son must die, and the Son shall rise. Can you hear me now? And have you heard what has just been read? A bit of a biographical wrinkle, I must admit. Without forgetting all that you've heard of the man, think again of the infant. He who now sets his face toward Jerusalem has been there before. He who would himself cleanse my house was once carried there in the arms of his parents who were seeking purification. Born under the law, he is placed under the "there is no distinction" of the law. How else will you explain that the birth of the Holy One of Israel renders his mother unclean? The Virgin Mother is made pure. The firstborn Redeemer is redeemed. But I would not have you confused. I would not have you thinking that in light of the law's refusal to make distinctions, this mother and this child are just like any other. In case these actions do not speak louder than words for you, I give you words, the words of a seer and the words of a prophetess. Here in his arms is the consolation for which Simeon waited. But it was not for his sake alone that the Spirit led him to that place at that precise time. Before his watch is over, before the seer disappears from sight, he will speak in oracles of the child in his hands. He is consolation. He is salvation. The sight of this child allows one to greet death in peace whenever it may come. A light of revelation and glory. A decider of fates, the head of the corner, and the stone over which people stumble. The sword of discrimination that will destroy and spare as it passes through, and no heart will be left untouched by it. Can you hear me now? A prophetess, too, shared in the joy that day. A prophetess of the tribe of Asher. Even the lost tribes of Israel are gathered by this child. Old she may have been, but there was nothing wrong with her hearing. What had she been prophesying all those years, we wonder, to earn her the title prophetess? Well, this one moment would silence those 80-some years for all of history. This one message would be her legacy for any, for all who are waiting for the redemption of Israel. Good news. To us a child is born. To us a son is given. Simeon heard then. Anna heard then. Can you hear me now? On mountaintop and at lakeside, in synagogue and sick room, at wedding feast and wake, to one and to thousands, by word and by touch, by life and by death, he speaks. At font and at table, he speaks. He who in the beginning was the Word is still the Word. In him all the fullness of God is pleased to dwell and to speak. Come to me, follow me, hear me. Your sins are forgiven. My body, my blood, given for you. I am with you always. Can you hear me now? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.